this month of November, in addition to everything that we have celebrated, is also the month of the Martins. At the beginning of the month, we had St. Martin de Porres, that wonderful mulatto friar, a Dominican friar, who's a friend of St. Rose of Lima, and the Archbishop of Lima, St. Toribio, and others besides, and many, many miracles. And then yesterday we had the wonderful feast of St. Martin of Tours, a great bishop, a great leader of the church, and himself a convert from paganism at the age of 10. And then today we have Pope St. Martin the First. And other than the fact that he has the distinction of being Pope and Martyr, and of course that's why the readings and the proverbs of today's Mass have to do with the Pope, the papacy, we have the last Pope to die a martyr for the faith, not by the pagans, but by heretic Catholics. St. Martin, who was consecrated bishop and crowned pope in the year 649, was to be the last pope to be martyred. And he fought the heresy of the East. All the heresies, for the most part, in the old days, came from the East. That's why there's still a division. And we pray for a union eventually, but hasn't happened yet. Of course, this week we have St. Josaphat from the East, who converted and who died a martyr because he supported the Pope. So it's very interesting that these things all come together. But St. Martin fought the heresy, the Christological heresy, which for most people probably doesn't mean much, but it's very, very, very important. The heretic Paul from Constantinople, he began to teach the heresy of monothelitism. And monothelitism teaches that there is only one will in Christ. Now, we believe that Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Therefore, being true God, he has a divine will from eternity. Being true man, he has a human will from the moment of his conception in the womb of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary. So he had two wills, not one will, but they were united, always in union, in most holy union. Paul, the heretic, said no, because he could not understand this. It's very difficult to understand that two wills can be united, because most people on earth are always fighting. And so that is not the case with Christ. That would be satanic. One, two wills, but it will live as one. Whatever the divine will wants is whatever the human will of the divine person Jesus Christ wants. And so the Holy Father, along with others, condemned him, and he had won the favor of the emperor in Constantinople. First of all, he sent some murderers to kill the Pope, and he was saying Mass at St. Mary Major Basilica, and as the guy was coming up to kill the Pope, he had a heart attack and died, and nothing happened. And then, not long after, the emperor sent another delegation, and this time they kidnapped the Pope and took him prisoner and took him to Constantinople, where he was subjected to many insults and humiliations, and of course eventually sent into exile, where he died of all the sufferings that he had undergone. So he is regarded as a martyr of the Church. And so today we praise this great Pope of the Church, St. Martin the First, who died in the year 655. He reigned over the Church only for about 6 years, but most of those were spent in exile in the suffering of one who follows Christ first and not man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.